Gaelic Language Act was passed in Parliament in 2005 to protect, to stabilise the numbers taking Gaelic and to allow it to grow, because we nearly lost it. We were down to very few speakers, and if we were just looking at the speakers that were Indigenous speakers of Gaelic, they weren't producing enough children that were Indigenous speakers of Gaelic, so we had to open it out, which is why we have more Gaelic now. We've got Gaelic medium schools for those children who are not native Gaelic speakers, and we also have two different types of Gaelic. We have same language, Gaelic medium, but we also have the possibility of learning Gaelic, and they're called the Gaelic learners. So they learn Gaelic as if it's a foreign language, you know, but they're not using that. They don't have Gaelic for the rest of the curriculum. They have it just as they have a period of German or a period of French. So protect it, stabilise it, and grow. And that is, I would say, there are signs of growth that is working in terms of that policy. We have a new-ish policy, Scots language policy. Policy is different from having an act behind it. An act is very strong and robust. And a Scots language policy or a Scots language plan means it's there and it is encouraged in schools. And Scots language, there are two schools of thought around about Scots language. One school of thought says it's just accent and dialect, and it's slang, it's poor language. Another school of thought says it's rich, diverse, it is a language, it has its own grammar, etc.